Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Well, last week I was on vacation, and I know that Stephen Denny came in, and he just did an amazing job. So thank you for that. This week, we're starting school already, man. I can't believe the summer flew by so fast. But in light of that, and our church is also doing something amazing. We've put up a 24/7 prayer room where people can come in and they can pray. And this one of the specific things they can pray for is the start of the school year. Working at a Christian school has been amazing. And today, I want to talk about the importance of prayer. It's actually, I'm going to do a two-part thing because this one, I want to talk about the importance of prayer, and then I want to talk about the power of prayer. There's so much in the Bible about prayer that I obviously can't cover that. So I encourage you to study, look into that. Prayer is an amazing thing. And I know that one thing that I talk about a lot is having that personal time with God. And that brings to my mind two things, right? That's reading the Bible and prayer. And I feel like I talk a lot about getting into the Word and what that looks like, but I haven't focused on prayer. So today I want to look in the Old Testament at a story that really hits on the importance of prayer. But before we get into that, let's pray. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. And God, I just thank you so much for this time each morning that we can get into your word, that we can focus on you, that we can just study your word. God, I pray that you would speak to us through your word, God, and that you would just open our hearts, teach us something that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you love us and that you want to hear from us. God, you want us to talk to you. We pray these things in the name of your Son. Amen. All right, so Webster defines prayer as an address, such as a petition to capital G God or a lower G God in a word or thought. Said a prayer for the success of the voyage. A set of order of words used in praying, an earnest request or wish, the act or practice of praying to God or a God, kneeling in prayer. So from that, prayer is conversing with God, right? It's a two-way street. We talk to God, but we also listen to God. So before we get into it, how do we listen to God, right? I mean, we know back in the day, God talked to Moses. God spoke through his prophets. But today we don't necessarily see that a whole lot, right? But that's because it says in Hebrews 1:1-2, it says, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. So God speaks to us now through his Son, right? Through his word, right? The Bible says that the word of God is breathed out by God, right? Into human hearts and written down. Hence the importance of the word, right? So that's when we're in the word, God's speaking to us through that. And that's why in our quiet time, we need to talk to him. God wants us to reach out and talk to him. Tell us, he knows our needs, but he wants to hear him from us with that humble heart. And we also need to thank God. I mean, God does some amazing things for us. So our prayer isn't just saying, hey, God, I need this, I need this, I need this, right? But also thanking God for what he's done already. So today I want to look at the importance of prayer, and we're going to look at the importance of prayer. And then next week, I'd like to look at the power of prayer using the same story. So we're going to kind of cut it out. Now it's a story that we've all been taught since we were in Sunday school. So you guys know the ending, but there's just some cool things that I want to pull out. So the story is of Daniel, and I love talking about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because we can relate so much to them. They were exiles in Babylon, right? And Daniel rose up, and he was second in command. I mean, Daniel rose up to where he was up with the king, right? And as Christians today, we're exiles, right? This isn't our home. So we can look to Daniel and be like, hey, how did he live? And in today's story, we're going to look at Daniel in the lion's den. Right, so up to this point, little background, Daniel has survived two kings, right? Nebuchadnezzar and his son. At this point, the son of Nebuchadnezzar has already died, right? He didn't rule very long. There's writing on the wall. Daniel interpreted it, and he got a third of the kingdom. And with that, Darius came in. So we're at King Darius. And in this, Daniel is still one of the big leads. And I want you to listen. There's some cool things that the Bible says about Daniel and how he got there. But we're going to be in Daniel 6. And we're going to start off today just looking at the plot against Daniel, looking at King Darius, and looking at the people that put him up to it. But first, let's read. So we're just going to start in 6, verse 1. Over the next couple weeks, we're going to do all of 6. But let's just start in 1 today. And I believe we'll end in 18. So, Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, the governors, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. That's amazing to me. Like, the reason Daniel rose, the reason that Daniel distinguished himself was because he had an excellent spirit, right? The Spirit of God was on Daniel. Imagine immersing ourselves so much in the Spirit that people see that, that it distinguishes us, and people are like, hey, I can trust that. I can put weight on that, right? I can put accountability on that. He's thought to have Daniel be over the whole realm. That amazes me. I mean, he hadn't known, because Daniel had done a lot, right? He had interpreted dreams, interpreted writing on the wall. Darius didn't necessarily know that, but he saw that excellent spirit in Daniel and said, this guy could rule this realm. So cool. Okay, continuing. So in light of that, the king favoring him, right? Now you got enemies. Politics take in. Oh, well, we don't want Daniel to be in charge, so what can we do? So, verse 4. The governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any charges against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. That's amazing. Can that be said about you? I mean, is there no faults unless it is that he sticks to the word of God, that he prays 3 times a day, that he stays in the word of God? Can that be said about me? Whew, it's amazing. So these governors, verse 6, let's pick up. So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administration and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. I love this. They come to the king and they just straight up lie to him. They say, right, all the governors, we've all talked about it. And it's like, wait, Daniel was one of the governors and I know that he didn't talk about this. So they straight up lie. And the king's like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. And he signs it into decree. Now, we're going to find this out later, but the king cannot change it once he signs that decree. That's law. The king can't change that law, and that'll be important. So let's pick it up in verse 10 and look immediately where Daniel goes. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as his custom since early days. So first thing, he doesn't go, he doesn't close his window, make sure nobody can see him, right? His windows are wide open towards Jerusalem. Just like he had done every day, he sat down and he prayed. He knew the importance of prayer, and there's power in that. We're going to see that more next time. But he kept to his prayer time. He kept that personal time with God open, and 3 times a day he bowed towards Jerusalem, and he prayed to his God. Then these men, of course, so verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king, That Daniel, who is one of the captives of Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, Now know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. So the king wanted to change the law. He's like, I'm going to figure out a way to save Daniel. But because what he had written, they were smart enough to trap Daniel, he can't change it. So verse 16. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke to Daniel, saying, Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him, and his sleep went from him. I love this. So just to end today, so we're talking about the importance of prayer, right? Daniel knew the importance. He sat down and he prayed after the decree was written. The king's brokenhearted because he doesn't want to lose Daniel because he knows that Daniel's trustworthy. He sees that spirit of God in Daniel. And he says, your God will save you. And then the king goes and fasts and nobody comes before him. So the king goes and breaks his own law, right? And prays, maybe not in so many words, and fasts that Daniel will be okay. And then the next morning, he rushes to the lion's den. And we'll pick that up next week. Now, I know you guys know what happens. It's a famous story. But the end of verse 6 is pretty powerful, too. The end of chapter 6, excuse me. So we're going to come back and we're going to finish through chapter 6 next week. But today, as you go out, remember the importance of prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing, right? So we should have our prayer time, have our personal time every day where we have specific allotted amount of time to pray and read words, God's word. But then after that, we're just praying. We're talking to God on a daily basis. Hey, here's this, because there's things that come up that we should just talk to our Creator about. And he wants to hear those things. So go out remembering to pray today, remembering the importance of it, remembering that Daniel, knowing that his life would be at stake, knew that it was important to sit down and pray. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day.